increasing access to and application of vegetable grafting.
All right, thank you. So I'm Washington State University, so up there in the northwest corner of Washington, and working on three crops that are not actually commonly grown in our region overall, so watermelon, eggplant, and pepper. But my program has currently just three different projects that we're focusing on. The first one is healing, so the healing efficiency for small-scale growers. So most of our growers grow these crops for direct markets in very small quantities, so they're grafting their own transplants. So we're just looking at tabletop healing chambers and how do we optimize graft success in those types of situations. So the first experiment that I have on the left here is a PhD student who's just completed her work. And we're looking at the balance of light and relative humidity in these small-scale healing chambers where they're in a greenhouse and you don't really have the capacity to do a lot of controlled situations. So everything fluctuates greatly as the daylight changes and clouds come over and everything. So just and our finding there was that having light in those healing chambers from the very beginning actually led us to greater healing success than no light, which is different, I think, from a lot of us expected. We always have understood that you have to block light out completely for the first couple of days, and that, in our experience, turns out not to be the case. So that's the first experiment. Our second experiment that we're focusing on is looking at rootstocks. So I think in the United States, we're somewhat limited by the rootstocks that we have available to us. Most of them tend to be imported, and I think we have this fantastic opportunity to do rootstock development, and we're approaching this in two different ways. One of them is we're screening the NPGS germplasm, National Plant Germplasm System. We're looking at Benincasa and Lagenaria very specifically. And then the second thing we're doing is we're working with the World Vegetable Center. They've developed 15 eggplant rootstocks and three peppers, and we're screening those for the first time this year. And we're focused very specifically on verticillium wilt because it's the gift that I was given. So my field has very high levels of verticillium wilt, and we decided to use that to our advantage, and we use it to screen rootstocks. And then we pass that material on to the breeders who then have an opportunity to see if it's worthwhile developing into varieties. And then the third experiment we're looking at was actually an idea that maybe came from Penny. But in looking at the data for fruit maturity, there seems to be a lot of conflicting data in terms of whether or not grafting has an impact on fruit maturity or the quality of watermelon after they're harvested. And Penny's thought, and our thought perhaps as well, is that the timing of harvesting a fruit may be different for a grafted fruit versus a non-grafted fruit. So I have a student right now who's working with four rootstocks, Lagenaria, Benincasa, and then two interspecific hybrids, grafted, and then we're harvesting the fruit when the leaflet and the tendril are in that circle there. When both those turn brown, the first time when they immediately turn brown, we call that week zero. And then we harvest a fruit at that point in time, and then we leave fruit on the vine, and we harvest them 1 week after that point, and then 2 weeks after that point. So we're seeing if timing of harvest has an impact on fruit quality. So that's a very quick overview of my current program, and we're doing quite a bit more than that as well, but that just gives you some idea about what we're doing in the Northwest. Thank you.